Y.TV.
TV radio listeners, this is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show, and today is May 11th. It's flying by this year, 2016. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we have interviews with activists and healers and people out in the world who are awake, alive, and sharing their truth with others. So we do have a citizen journalist on the line. He is, I don't know how much of an activist he is, but he's very aware of things out in his little neck of the woods out in Oklahoma. He was on with us before. This is Richard, and he's going to be speaking with us regarding the whole fracking industry. He says he has some new things to share with us, so I'm really excited to have him back. Thank you for joining us, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Lonnie. Nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk with you. Thank you for joining us. So, do you? I didn't share your last name. Would you rather keep that private? Because I know you've got some security concerns and things have happened to you.
Well, we still have a bit of security concern, especially after last phone call we made. That was on the 6th, I believe, of last month.
Yeah, April.
I found it quite humorous that the next day I got a letter from the PSO, and they were insistent of installing a smart meter on my on my electric system, and all they are is a radiation device and a spy device. I mean,
did you tell them no? They can't.
The very next, well, they said they would not do it, but I would have to pay them a fee of several hundred dollars.
Really?
Yeah, and an extra 50 or, well, 30 to 50, whatever. They're
a month.
A month, because, you know, they had to have a guy come out here and read the meter and actually take the reading on it.
Wow.
And this would all entail several thousand a year extra.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the upfront fee. And I said, are you kidding me? And they said, no, this is the way it will be. And you have the option. You know, they did give me the option. But the upfront fee was a lot. So I'm waiting to see. They haven't put one on yet. All right. Mm-hmm. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came by. He's been a close, you know, I've known him for years, you know, the guy that talked to me about it. And I thought, well, this is fun. Any way to get more money, you know, it doesn't matter. You know,
Well, it's a
we
way
got
to
to have
keep
more
you from
money.
putting in the tech. If you don't want their te in technology that spies on you and interferes with your life and tracks your every move, then you have to pay them money for your privacy. That's essentially what they're saying.
Exactly.
So if
And
you don't
I've
have the
seen
money
the.
to pay, you get to be in our little zoo, in our inspection zoo.
Yeah, and I've seen these rad meters going up to 4,000 to 8,000 spikes.
At your house, 4 to 8 thousand.
No, this is across the country. These things are spiking they say it's every 5 to 6 hours. These things are spiking
The
four
radiation.
to six every minute. Every minute, 4 to 6 times a minute. And I've seen them spike 4 to 8 thousand rads per spike. So you're talking, they're basically injecting your home with radiation with
Oh, you
these
mean when
deals.
they have these meters on? Yes, there's a, and you know the rate of incidence of brain tumors in homes that have those have dramatically increased, to even where the medical industry has written a few articles about, well, maybe we need to rethink this. I
Well,
saw
they
an
ought to
article
rethink them.
maybe about 8 months ago. I don't remember the reference, but I remember reading. That's how I learned about it. It was very interesting. I was like, I went and ran out and looked in my house. Fortunately, I have an old, I got an old timer that owns my apartment building, so we don't have any of that new stuff.
Well, I was fine for almost 20 years, and I mean, I don't know when they started putting these things on the homes, but now it's like we have to do this right away, right away.
It has to be
And I thought it
done.
was,
Yeah.
well, I thought it was pretty funny that it was the day after you and I got off the last phone call. I got a letter from them.
Well, that's just
But
goes to show you that their agenda is moving on. You know what I mean? I don't believe they sent it out to you because of our phone call, but you
I
know,
don't either.
while you're
I
out
just
there
thought
trying
that
to expose the truth, they're moving on, trying to trample us down.
they will do anything and everything in their power to do it. That's the way they are. And we have to fight back. If we don't give them a fight, if we don't give them anything, they're just going to walk on us as
We
it were,
deserve what
you
we
know.
get. This is why I'm on the radio 3 times a week, Richard. This is why I still relentlessly speak to people and mention things. I've learned how to be tactful about mentioning the R word, you know, radiation. Just yesterday here in Eugene, this is quite sad. A local artist died of unknown heart causes. He didn't have, he was a Buddhist monk, ate well, did right. Man about 52 years old, had just gone back to school to develop his artistic talents. He was a great self-taught artist. Really well loved. His art, his he goes by the art name of Sad Monk. And it was like he died of unknown heart causes. He had no heart problems before, and
He was
now he died.
52,
Now, we know we're on the
right?
West Coast. Yes, we know we're on the West Coast getting bombarded by radiation. We also know, I believe it is cesium, is the isotope that, like, one of those isotopes goes right through your heart. It attracts to your heart and drills, weakens your heart. The radiation, it's attracted towards your heart. The radiation goes through your organs and drills microscopic holes and weakens your muscle and causes heart disease. We know that's what it does. And here, and
Yes.
this, you know, and it is a sad thing. And I put a quick post on the Facebook post that mentioned it, you know, like, unfortunately, you couldn't even get a doctor to test his heart for radiation exposure. There is no doctor in this country that would say, okay, we'll do an autopsy on this guy and see if he's been exposed to radiation. Unless they were super rich and could pay for it privately and it would be kept private, I guarantee there is no doctor in a public hospital that would do that.
Well, you recall our last conversation I had with you with my brother-in-law in
Yes.
Eugene, in Oregon, who just mysteriously died at 53. 50 seemed to be the lucky number these days
For
for
sure.
these folks. You
Yeah.
know, I'm serious about that. They pass away, and with no pre-warning, nothing. It's just boom. And my brother-in-law was the same way. I mean, he had no history, the family,
What
none
year
of
was
heart
that?
disease. That was last year, in
Post-Fukushima.
September.
That's right. And so
And
we're
it
seeing a
finally caught
lot
up with
more of
me.
this across the country. These are the hidden results of the exposure to radiation, and it's really uranium mining and radiation. Uranium mining, I'm really beginning to get this clearly. This is why the issue with the fracking is so freaking dangerous. We know that those elements that are the uranium, all of that stuff, those things that super blast, they're all being used in fracking. It's all a secret, the formula that they're using, but if you look at the results, any chemist would have to tell you they're have to using some type of radiological elements.
Well, of course, they're going 2.5 miles down, and inbound, regardless, of the size of the city. And they start at one side and start at the other side, whatever they got to do. And unfortunately, in our city, we had directly underneath, and anything in its path is going to get bombarded with this crap.
Now,
We have so much.
have they stopped fracking in your area?
No,
They're still doing it.
they're not fracking. They're just continuing. I told you it was a natural gas. It's not a fracking well like oil. All
That's right.
right, it's not a continuous. They've already sealed it up as far as that, and it's being pumped into Oklahoma
So
City.
now they're moving on to the secondary element.
Whatever they're doing, I mean, there's that well is ongoing. Okay. It's just pumping natural gas
Are you guys still
continuously.
getting, we hear about, you're in Oklahoma, are you still getting those tremors all the time and the ground moving still?
We've had a slowdown. Okay, it's now we're into weather modification and bombarding the atmosphere with
Chemtrails.
aluminum oxide and barium and strontium and the list goes on and on, and we've had massive amounts of tornadoes. So we've gone from blowing up the interior of the earth from beneath to destroying it from above. And everybody thinks, this is just the act of God. No, God wouldn't have anything to do with this, okay? People are sick when they say something like that.
Yeah, and
These are
they're saying, well,
man-made.
this is a natural occurrence because of the climate change, because of the climate, and to deny that these chemtrails are interacting with the atmosphere is just asinine. I mean, they crisscross the sky. That stuff is doing something either to them or to us. If it's not affecting the atmosphere, it's at a bare minimum falling down on us. You know what I
That's
mean?
just, this is absurd because they want to say that the ocean is dying because of Fukushima, or not because of
Not because
Fukushima,
of Fukushima.
because of El Nino, and they used the word Godzilla. In fact, the other day I've heard him say Godzilla El Nino, and you remember what Godzilla did? I mean, how Godzilla became about was because of radiation. What they're doing is throwing it in your face at the same time, trying to cover up the damage from what happened. I mean, here you have Fukushima, 600 a mile an hour, 600 mile an hour that tsunami came in, devastated 500 miles of the coastline area, took out everything in its path. Not one building withstood. And we're supposed to believe that the nuclear reactors stood up. And then you got guys like Miles O'Brien and Seth Doane and the rest of them coming in there and saying, "Well, we were in the four reactor, which is crumbled." Dana
Crumbled.
Durnford
Crumbled.
put that out on the nuclear proctologist, and
It's
in
true.
plain
It
sight,
shows
there's
the
one of the
absurd.
most. This guy is the most knowledgeable person in the nuclear industry as far as what they have done to this country, Japan, and everywhere else into the Pacific Ocean, which I was born on. These people have destroyed it, and they're saying it's El Nino, it's the blob, it's the gob, or whatever else there
The
is.
blob. They don't want to say it's the R word. I mean, honestly, radiation is the new R word. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
and
it's the
when
new. N word
doesn't
for the.
exactly. N is nuclear, baby. The N word does not mean black people. The N word now means nuclear. You mentioned nuclear, and people just like boom, their eyes glaze over. They're like, well, it just can't be that bad, or it's not going to affect me, or if they do have cancer from obvious nuclear issues, like living near a nuclear, autism, things living right next door to a nuclear site. They really are like, no, it can't. It's not from that. The government says no. Like they're immediate. It's like this programmed response. It's like the Stepford Wives, Richard. It really is bizarre. It really
Well, it's all
reminds me of the
bizarre.
Stepford Wives. Like where people just. I don't know how you feel, but like for me, I've been involved with the Just Moms St. Louis barely because they're very shy about coming on the radio. I've been coming St. Louis, and the biggest challenge for me is people in St. Louis are very shy to talk about it. They don't want to upset the apple cart. Things are, they're working on things and they don't want to say things publicly. They're afraid. This attitude of I don't understand why these people, and I think this is why, because my attitude is they need to be protesting. They need to be sitting on their governor. I would have a pup tent on my governor's yard if that was happening in my life. I would not be living in my house 1 mile away from a burning nuclear dump site. I'd be living at the governor's mansion in a pup tent demanding action with my family. You know what I mean? That's just so outrageous. And so it's this.
People get afraid. They're afraid to talk. They are afraid because they're afraid of ramifications
Well,
that
they're
could be
also
brought on
afraid
them.
to live. They're getting sick. It's so heart-wrenching. I cry so often over this. These people, it's not like this is just, oh, we're reporting on something that's just not going on and maybe in 20 years they'll be affected. No. These are people, their lives are being destroyed as we watch. It's like watching the war victims and just sitting, like going to the zoo and watching. I'm beginning to feel like a pet in a zoo here. That's the second time I said
Well,
this word on the show, but I mean, I'm really having this consciousness of the people that are controlling this, like the chemtrails. There's a small elite of several hundred people probably who run this whole thing.
I hate to tell you this, Lonnie, but it's several million, and they're called they're not the Illuminati, they're the 33rd degree Masons of this whole planet who are behind this. And these people are sick. They have an agenda. 33rd degree Masons. It isn't the highest order of Masons, but it is in
So tell me what's
truth.
a Mason? What are you talking about when people, I mean, I'm just going to be respond here because
Freemasons. Well, you know what?
I mean, what makes
They're
them so powerful? Why are they the ones that are doing this? How did this happen? I mean, I've heard this whole thing, I sort of followed the David Icke thing and I'm kind of not, it ha
I don't
hasn't all
go on.
gelled.
David Icke is a storyteller. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
Isn't that that
whatever
same
he
story
is.
about the Masons? Isn't he the one that talked about the Masons?
The Freemasons, all right. There's the lower order. These guys that show up at the Masonic halls. They don't know what the hell's going on at the top. These are the guys they call the Illuminati. These are the Freemasons. And they've been around hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The crucifixion of Jesus was, he was 33. All right? You just look at what 33 involves, entails. I mean, the Twin Towers was constructed in 1968. It was blown up. And it was, well,
Blown
not
up,
blown up, right?
yes.
It was, they used radioactive nuclear
That's
isotopes, and
right.
I'm sure of it, to bring down
Yes.
that building.
Yes, they
And
did.
not just building 1, 2, and 7, every building. Building 6 is, in fact, the smoking gun of
Building
that day.
six? Why?
It was completely gutted. Nothing hit it. And that's why they used an advanced technology. They
You
did
mean
this.
when in the cleanup they gutted Building Six?
No, they didn't. It wasn't in the cleanup. It had been done. It was already done the day of. They didn't have anything to do with it. This whole thing
Huh.
was a And people never look into this. They just take their word for it and say, oh, these planes did it, and let's go on. It isn't the way it happened,
Well, the
but
story
I
was
think.
obvious the day that it happened. It was all bullshit. Like the day that it happened, the television storyline changed. It was hilarious. I mean, in those days, I didn't have like a cell phone I could take a picture, but I was just like, oh, I had just started my own business a few years earlier, so I was just the first few years of me being able to like watch emergencies whenever I felt like it. So I turned it on that day and pretty much shut down my office and just watched the news change from when I found out about it at 7:30 in the morning, which is California time, right? So that was like 10 long afterwards. I turned on the TV from 7:30 in the morning until 10:30 in the morning. By 3 hours, by I guess 10:30 was what, 1:30 East Coast time. By 1:30 East Coast time, the story was set. It gelled. They had it down. But at 7:30 in the morning, they were reporting some facts, some truth, and the beginning of the storyline. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it was so obvious.
The Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City looked identical to what happened to Building 6. And they say that was from, what was it, fertilizer? Fertilizer took out that building. You could even take the paint off that building with fertilizer. That is the biggest funny, and the people bought that. Those people were surrounded that building in 90, what was it, 5? 95, that building went up, I believe.
So,
The
Richard,
mayor
do
of
you
Federal.
have an idea? Because you're living in an area of the country where they pretty much have destroyed your environment, your
They've
economy.
destroyed, I'm not gonna, I've lost three more neighbors, three housefuls of neighbors since we
They,
last spoke.
you mean lost, you mean they moved away?
Yeah, within a month's time, yeah, moved away.
Why did they move?
Because they're broke.
Because
And
they
they're
killed
fed
the
up.
economy in
And
your city.
basically, yeah. And they're supposedly going to reopen our prison and put hardcore inmates out there.
Oh,
I
that's
mean,
that'll
you know.
make you feel good.
Of
Thanks for
course, you know,
that.
one thing you can always count on, if somebody escapes, they don't want to come, to the town next door. They want to
That's
get
true.
as far away from the prison as possible.
Although they'll need a house to stay in for a night or two, perhaps. I mean, this is the scary part about these places. Like, that's a, that would,
I
I mean,
know.
that's outrageous.
They had a meeting.
How did they
They said
pick
they don't
having a
want that
prison
prison
in?
here.
Yeah, but how did they decide that we're going to put a prison there while they're, I mean, what other, what's the state? I mean, your town has been devastated by fracking, correct?
Devastated. Well, I
And,
mean, as far as we have no more fruit trees, we're getting low on trees, period. But this year we had a lot of moisture, so that they've held on a little bit. But all in all, the landscape is much different than when I first got here. I had, I told you 40 apple trees, and they're every one of them gone. And they always want to say it's the beetles. Well, I don't know about the beetles, but it's the aluminum oxide that's killing them. They're mush. The ground turns to mush. The core of the tree, it's like Fukushima. You've got three coriums melting through the earth, and we've got now big problems, with the West Coast on earthquakes. And Fukushima, I mean Yellowstone,
That's true.
and Mount St. Helens is become active again.
And Mount Hood out here in near Portland has shown some activity. There's a lot
Yeah,
of
and all
advisory.
these Japanese volcanoes that have just come out of nowhere, all right? They built, islands, actual new islands with volcanoes on them since the Fukushima incident. And nobody can see this. And you've got people over there just saying, oh, everything's just fine. Just bring those people over here in 2020. We'll have Olympics. There's not going to be an island there in 2020
Well,
at this rate.
I couldn't imagine any athlete saying, "Hey, I'm going to go to Japan to run in the Olympics and let's just give myself cancer and heart disease." I mean, any athlete with a brain in their head would not go to Japan, if in my opinion. Do you think that people are going to actually participate?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
I couldn't imagine.
I don't think 2020 is ever going to arrive at this rate. I don't think we're going to see I hate to tell you this, a West Coast. I think this whole West Coast and Japan itself is going to have a horrific bad ending very soon.
Well,
and within the year.
You know, they've done projections here, and there is advisory. I know in Portland they're running earthquake drills and advising people. I mean, we do know that the West Coast, especially, this is the scariest part. In fact, this is why this weekend I'm going up to Hanford, and I'm going to do. There's a movement called Keep It Buried about stopping fossil fuels, right? And this whole fossil fuel protest is not even including nuclear. The 350.org people, they think that nuclear is green. They're out there saying, yeah, we want to go to nuclear energy. So I'm going to go out to Hanford, me and Kevin Finnegan, and we're going to do a little protest and hold out some signs that says, keep uranium buried. We want to frack ourselves sort of into that movement of keep it buried with the nuclear stuff, because nobody's even speaking out. Hanford is having massive leaks right now. People are dying. We're going to wear face masks when we go up there. I'm going to buy protective gear today. We are not going up to Hanford unprotected, because there is something going on there. They are not telling us, but 11 people are very ill, as the news is reporting, quote, very ill from the, quote, vapors. That's
well, and they had 42 of their workers were hospitalized.
Right. 11 of them are grave, which means they're not going to tell us they're dying, right?
They're already dead.
Yes, yes.
That's the worst part. And, you know, these people up there are, do you notice how all the states that have just legalized the Mary Jane law for recreational purposes are basically all under siege right now? I mean,
yes.
Washington, Colorado, and what's going on up there in Alaska, the heat from Fukushima, they're telling you it's something. Well, methane is probably coming up out of the ground in massive forms, since you just dumped,
right,
you know, 3 coriums into the to the mantle.
Right.
It's going to do something, all right?
Right, exactly. Hello. Well, we've lost our starfish.
It's not going to just go away.
There's a story out recently that says the starfish in Southern California are making a comeback. So,
I'd have to see it. It's just like anything else. I'm going to see it to believe it.
I understand that we're going to be under some serious threat at some point within the very short period of time. See, this is my thing. Like, I look at it as a spirit. All of our life, like, we're all on this spiritual mission. Our bodies are here just to help us move along. And I think that actually, I don't think that all of Oregon is going to go away. Large portions of it we know is going to go underwater. Like, the projections are is that the whole plate is going to buckle and it's just going to belt under and it'll, you know, cause it. Portland's going to be toast, to be frank. Like, Portland is going to be gone. The scariest part is depending on how deep the earthquake is. If there is an earthquake in Hanford or at the Columbia Generating Station that is greater than a 6.0, it will cause a nuclear meltdown, and that will cause the fires, the Hanford stuff, after probably a week, 2 weeks, because nobody could get in there for 2 weeks at a minimum. It'll be too radioactive if there's a meltdown to manage the Hanford pools. In that period of time when nobody could get in, there's a lot of anxiety. It could catch on fire and be an exploding nuclear volcano that we could not stop. And bye-bye North America and Europe.
Yeah, and, you know, they've already poisoned the Columbia River up there.
Yes, but you know what? People up there, you try to tell people do not eat salmon, and they will fucking scowl at you. Excuse my language. They will scowl at you, and they will say, "I don't, that's outrageous." The governor, blah 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 blah. This is our native food. It's our holy land. It could never be harmful for us. I mean, seriously, especially the Native Americans up there, it is considered their sacred food, and for to tell them not to eat it is like asking them to cut off their right arm. It's
Well, it's pretty much the same here. Here we have a McAllister bomb factory not too far away from me. I'm sitting in the middle of this, whip site in New Mexico is only 300 miles up the road from me, 360 miles
Is
maybe.
it
And
west of you, east, south?
it's west of me.
So
And
you're,
here,
that's why, this is what's happened to your trees, Richard, no
Yeah,
doubt. Is
we got plutonium leaking out of there. 'Cause you can't put a sarcophagus over this.
americium, I mean,
And
that, and
if
that
you
is.
don't vent these noble gases, they'll blow. I mean, you cannot
That's right.
contain this stuff.
That's right.
This
They
is
have to
this is
be releasing it. That's the dirty little secret about all the nuclear power plants,
the
is
waste.
they release the gas all the time. That's what they call background radiation. It's so outrageous.
Yeah, that's background, all right. It's like I Love Lucy, that's background.
Yeah.
This is the funniest, cartoon show that ever hit the, in its day, Desilu Studios was big time, okay? But these are the same people that are running your planet right now. This is Hollywood. Hollywood was, taken from the Holly Tree. Holly Tree, is what they used to make the witches' wands out of. That's why it's named Hollywood, okay? If you look Hollywood up, Pythagorean, it's 33, and it all leads back to 33. These are the guys that are running the place, and it's never going to go away because
You
there's
don't think
a
it happened
lot
just
of
by
it.
accident. You don't think all of this, like they just named it Hollywood to be whimsical, to create like magic, and that it was just started, just, like.
No.
I've heard a
311
few
11.
people discuss
What do you get
this.
from 311 11, Lonnie Clark? What do you get from 311 11 when Fukushima happened? 33 and 33. 311s is 33. 311s is 33. People don't have to look very far. It's always going to be out there. Knowledge is,
What do you
this is
mean,
their credo.
33? So,
Knowledge.
what's the 33 stand for, Richards? Because this is
The
all.
33rd degree Masons who are running this planet. They don't want to, they don't really hide in plain sight. They're everywhere. And it's not just a few. There are a lot of them. I'll probably get murdered tomorrow, but you know what? At least I had a couple of good years, before.
I don't think it's that personal. You think they'll just they decide to out anybody who outs them?
Well, they'll just probably drone my house and make sure my personal
So
friends
where
are
does it
outside.
stem from? So what you're saying is that this is not a national issue. I hear the background on
No, it's
this.
nothing to do with this. These people are worldwide.
Okay, so
It's
let me ask you, where do I go to really find out, like, to validate? I've never this thing about the
You
Masons.
want to you want to you want to see somebody who has the most knowledge of all of them is and he's on YouTube. And you can learn a lot from YouTube. People don't realize that. All right? I've known people that have learned how to engineer computers from watching videos on YouTube. I mean, it's nothing. Oh, there's a lot of crap out
Well,
there on
YouTube
YouTube.
helped me get through my math class, I'll tell you that. It helped me get through
Okay.
my Math 111, so.
For all your listeners and yourself, this man's name is Russian Videos, VIDS, not videos, proper. His name is Russian Vids. He's the most knowledgeable person on YouTube. For all your listeners and for yourself, that you could ever, ever believe. And just look him up, and he's got 1,000, maybe two, I don't know how many videos, okay? And this man knows all there is to know. I couldn't explain it to you if we had 10 hours.
Okay.
But this guy is a remarkably intelligent individual who does his homework. It's kind of like there's, the flat Earth movement going on, all right? This is the Armageddon to these peoples. This is what's going to put a hole in their boomerang, let's say. Because when everybody figures out that we're not living on a spherical planet, a heliocentric planet, we are special. We are not some kind of droplet that came out of the water and the monkey drank the water and we came out of the monkey's butt. And now we're just insuperfluous pieces of flesh walking the planet to be used as cannon fodder for the military industrial complex to be murdered at their whim, because Henry Kissinger said that was perfectly okay. People got to wake up
Yes,
and
you
take
know,
back
I can't
what they
say I
are.
ascribe to the flat Earth idea, but I can guarantee you we are not. I mean, we, this is the thing, it's the glazing over. People need to embrace their own power and their own joy. The reason that these people are silent is they live in fear. The same reason that people are shy in St. Louis to sit on their governor's lawn or to speak out, they're afraid that, well, maybe we need these people. We have more power and more capacity, and we don't need to be violent. We have the capacity to have peace on our planet, and we need to be able to embrace that idea that we can have peace. And I really actually do believe that we can restore our planet. I think that we're going to have the amount of death that we're going to have is equivalent to the amount of negligence that we're going to have. The amount of silence and people's refusal to stand up is going to be equivalent to the amount of destruction that we'll have. But there will be some people who will, like me, to be honest, I plan on surviving. I mean, I plan on helping resurrect whatever is going to last. I have no intention of giving in. I mean, honestly, I'm just not going to lie down and let these people destroy our planet, whoever they are. I don't really know who it is, but since 9/11, it's become very evident that somebody else is running the program, and every president gets a little knock on the door and they obey orders. I mean, I thought I was going to get change when I voted for Barack Obama, and I felt stabbed in the back when he kept on all of George Bush's advisors. Nancy Pelosi did not prosecute George Bush when she got the gavel, and oh boy, that got me investigated by the Capitol Police. I'll tell you what, I was not happy. They were not happy. I was livid. I was like faxing letters and calling. I'm like, who are you people? And then I think
One
this
more
is,
thing.
you know.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking this is
Before
why,
we
like,
get onto the political side of it, I'm
well, it
willing to
is
go
all
there because
political. It all kind of goes, they all sort of mix in hand because a political, it
they're
sounds
all
like,
puppets.
yeah,
That's what people don't understand.
that's what it
All of them,
sounds like.
all each and every one of them are a puppet, and they work for the same family, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. There's not any of them that do
So you
not
think
work
it
for these
goes
people.
beyond
And
borders,
they're all.
military? It's even beyond, like, for me, I
Oh,
see it
yeah,
as
they.
like the military, the profiteers are inside the military, though. It's the war profiteers. That's how I view it. The war profiteers are running the program
Well, they.
because that's
Let's
what they're
put it this
doing.
way. World War II was up, and they had 100,000 that came from the Nazi, the National Socialist Party. That's what Nazi is. And came here to the United States. They all got involved in either politics, war profiteering, in pharmaceutical. They're
The
everywhere.
food supply. I mean, they basically did infiltrate our country. That's what I,
Of course. And they've been here for a long time. And the people won't get it. I mean, knowledge is, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I am.
Knowledge is in the hands of a few, and the rest are kept ignorant. That's the credo of the 33rd degree Masons, all right?
That's the
And we
credo.
are just, oh yeah, they figured that out long ago, and we're going back to Copernican, all right? Copernicus was a 33rd degree Mason. I mean,
What?
if you went to the the monument where they have George Washington buried, supposedly. If it wasn't his double, who knows? Anyhow, it says before he was the first president of the United States, he was a Freemason. That is before his president. Doesn't that say anything to anybody? I mean, before he is mentioned as the first president of the United States, he, above all, on the first line, is he is a Freemason. This has got to tell somebody, what in the hell, who are we working for? Who would, you know, we're all poor. We're none of us. And there's a handful that you call it, and out of 333 million, and that's their favorite number, okay? Supposedly people that are living in the United States, there's only, you know, a few million that that've got money. And here, look at these guys, like Mark Zuckerberg for Facebook. Do you think he invented Facebook? This is a CIA operation. All it is a, what you call it, information grabber.
Yeah, data gathering scene.
Data, thank you, data grabbing little
site. Which they use to be able to sell advertisements to, which helps sway people. I mean, the whole thing, it's just a serious manipulation. It's like a wave in an ocean, right? They just use us, like, psychologically. It's the denouement of psychological warfare, I think Facebook is. It's like, that's where it all culminates.
They've got all your bio. They've got everything on people. Yeah. People leave everything on this.
Well, even if you don't, if you make an effort not to leave everything on there, there's ways that they can tie things together just by the people that you know. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a weird, the whole thing is just so bizarre that we're living under this micro. That's why I told you, I'm beginning to feel like we're living in a zoo, Richard. Like, we're they're looking at us for whatever, you know, we're sort of their little fodder. So let me just get back to this. We have about 20 minutes left because this conversation has taken a turn that I didn't expect it to about the Masons. Because I admittedly, you know, and I'm probably a this is why I was post-ignorant person, because
people are ignorant to the fact that these people are the one who and have run this planet. And I can tell you one thing before we quit on this one subject. I can prove to you that the world is flat. They cannot prove that it's a heliocentric, all right? And not Neil deGrasse, whatever his name is, Tyson, who was a bad actor in Hollywood, who now is supposedly some kind of smart guy.
So okay? You think the world is flat?
It could be a little bit not flat. I mean, you know, but it is definitely flat.
It's not a circle.
It's not a sphere. It is not a circle because, you know, a circle doesn't really put it. It is not a sphere. It is not a ball.
And you do you think that the planets are balls either? Like, you don't believe in any of that stuff? The theory of how...
There's no outer space. There's no meteors coming to get you. There's no Nibiru coming to get you. That's all make-believe from NASA. NASA runs, they've gotten trillions and trillions of our dollars.
Yeah, but what about the historical knowledge of what they've done with, you know, the light refraction and building telescopes and all that?
Yeah, great. That's a great way to get money.
No, but I'm just saying, like...
All your images are CGIs, they're computer-generated images.
Yeah, but what about electronic history? I mean, this is the thing. I mean, these theories were developed over the last few hundred years in terms of how the universe worked.
Yeah, right. There's a firmament above us.
So then give us some sites where we could go, because this is a concept that I, you know, I mean, I guess I've just been indoctrinated. I my heels go,
Okay.
So give me some sites where we can go to get some information on this.
The one man is Jeronism, J-E-R-N-A-N-I-S-M, Jeronism. I believe that's how you spell it. Okay. This kid's young. His name is Jaron Campanello, all right? He is unbelievably outstanding in his work. He has put hundreds of videos on.
Well,
And
I am going to
also,
go there.
Crow, this man's name is Crow777. He is, and
These are
a
YouTube
website as
channels.
well.
Now, both of these are
Yeah,
YouTube.
he's got YouTube and website. And
So these people have researched this theory about the flat Earth theory.
Crow is spelled CROW 777. Yeah, two R's in it, so you don't make a mistake.
Well,
This
thank
guy
you
is, and I'll be very honest with you, he has the most amazing shots of the moon. It's called the lunar wave. And what it is, it's water coming over the moon. That's why you know it's in the firmament. They call it the radiation belt. They've used a lot of words, a lot of terminology. They can't get above. The moon and the sun aren't probably but a 5,000 miles away.
Okay,
They're
well,
not
look,
93 million miles.
I am not going to go later. Let me do
I
some
know,
research on
we're not
this.
supposed to be there today, are we?
Now,
We're in
that's
outer
such a,
space.
I can't
We've
even
got
wrap
to get back to Earth.
I can't wrap my brain around that one, Richard. That's a serious
Too much at
movie.
one time, huh?
Well, it's, I
Yeah.
mean, my, it goes against at a very deep core. I'm just going to
Well,
tell you
'cause you
this.
were taught that from a
Exactly.
child. You were in school, and first thing you do was you walk, you know, first grade is you walk in and there's a big globe in front of you. That's it. And then they say, this is how it is. You don't know that.
So I'm not saying that it's not true, but I'd rather like have us use the valuable time that we have. We have about 15 minutes left to talk about the things that I can intelligently ask questions on. Because on this one, I'm like,
You're too
so
funny.
I am going to actually look this up. So let me get back. Let's bring this back to what's going on in your little neck of the woods in Oklahoma, because how big of a region do you think that this is affecting in your area? Not just your neighborhood, but in your state. Like you say, you're just downwind of Whip. So a lot of you people, the people in your neighborhood and in your area must be getting sick or feeling ill, or like your plants are dying. You know what I mean? Like it's probably a cacophony of radiation from the whip and from the chemtrails, and it's just from Fukushima.
You can't grow food here much.
Wow.
Only maybe certain little items. I don't know. I used to grow a big farm when I first moved here, and I was so, I came here, got out of the big city. It was wonderful, I enjoyed it so much, and I still love this place. So that's really why I don't want to get drone from wherever. It was beautiful. Everything would grow just. I mean, it was unbelievable. I've got pictures. Squash, yellow squash,
Do you think it happened when they
cucumbers.
started fracking? Is that when it all started to change, or was it after Fukushima?
Fracking and spraying the chemicals in the air. I mean, we're like a bunch of bugs down here nowadays.
We are like a bunch of bugs. I just watch them. The new chemtrails that they're spraying out here on the West Coast. This is very fascinating. It doesn't leave a puffy cloud. It just leaves a general haze. So you'll see it, and it dissipates, and then right after it, just the sky. You can look in half the sky, it looks blue. The other half looks gray. The other half is chemtrails. So they're kind of washing the sky. They go back and forth all day long to bring us these gray kind of chemical skies. It is really an ast it's an offense to humanity what is going on.
Well, let's put it this way. For many years, I went to church when I was a young boy, 3 days a week. I was raised by some foster parents. Actually, they were my godparents. They were beautiful people, and the woman was very religious. He wasn't so. And we went to church 3 days a week, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after we didn't live there anymore, my mother and father got back together, and we had to, not go. We didn't go, and it became kind of agnostic. Even though I found that there, we all have a power, like it's in all of us.
That's right, we do.
We do have a power, and nobody realizes that. And
This is
people need to. gets back to the creator. He is, as she is. I believe it's a woman. Why else would it, we have such beauty? In this
I don't know. I think it's sort of non-gender.
I'm being funny. Okay?
I don't want to dog on men, but I mean, like, honestly, I think that we do. This is why it's so important. Our thoughts are things. This is why it's very important for us to focus on what we want instead of what we fear, because our thoughts are things. It's not what you're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. Like, you can create our thoughts. Genuinely, this is why I really encourage people to tap and learn the EFT, because we can help change our thoughts and we can change our outcomes by believing in the outcomes. And, you know, if we have the power, I mean, I remember I participated in this prayer program maybe 20 years ago. They were about to drop a bomb. There was some hideous thing going on, and they did this worldwide movement before this summit. And the leaders, there was like a million people that prayed at noon for 1 minute, and we all focused on like them changing their minds. And the next day, the whole thing changed. I really believe our thoughts are things. Like, I really believe this issue with the radiation, the chemtrails, we can overcome it. There is going to be a lot of death and destruction. There is already a lot of death and destruction. But in terms of us as humans and humanity, I believe that this is our opportunity for true spiritual growth, and that we will become out of this much stronger human beings and in terms of spiritual creatures. I think that our species can become better and we can help turn things around.
2015 was the awakening for humanity.
Why do you say 2015?
Just a lot of things happened, and I believe it is getting so strong now. They know it. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Look what's going on around the world. I mean, they're trying to collapse societies. I mean, they're invading all these countries. Mm-hmm. You know, we never. They're shooting their dogs and cats in Venezuela so they have something to eat. Mm-hmm. 70% of the people over there, since they murdered Hugo Chavez, because they couldn't get his oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was murdered.
He was murdered. You know, all he wanted was them to pay was their 2% dividend profit that they had been promising. They'd been paying 0.5%, and he said, no, you have to pay 2%. That was their dividend profit that they were supposed to pay to Venezuela, and that's when it all started. So
yeah, all he wanted
they don't
to do
want
to
pay
is
2%. 2%. They didn't want. It's kind of like what's going on with the Bernie Sanders campaign. Bernie Sanders wants to tax the super rich on their dividends that they make off the stock market, 2%. And they're saying, oh, then they're creating this whole smear campaign that he's going to raise everybody's taxes. No, not really. Some people in the middle might pay more, but they'll save a lot more in their health care. But the 2% is that the rich people just don't want to pay any money at all for society. Whatsoever. They don't care if we live or die. In fact, they prefer we die.
GE is a prime suspect of that. They pay no taxes.
That's right.
They make billions of dollars a year.
That's right.
Right? And here we are, the little guy. We got to work till April something before, you know, we can pick up any money. We're paying taxes up until April. The whole thing is engineered around, you know, like the Rothschild fiat currency, which is nothing but a bunch of monopoly money. I mean, people don't understand that. This is nothing more than funny money. It doesn't have any value to it. You know, you have at least intrinsic value to gold and silver, but not with this stuff. I mean, it's going to collapse. It's going to be worth nothing. And that's why they're wanting to go to a cashless society. But we do have the power, and we have to wake up. You know, if we don't wake up, that's the problem. I told you that last time. It's not them that bother me. It's the people. I mean, people are willingly ignorant because it's going all right for them. They got a smartphone, and they're always looking down. You ask them about a chem spray or a chemical in the air, and they look at you like you're nuts. Because they never look up. They've distracted everybody. They've got football games, basketball, this, that, and the other. We are the most overly entertained in the dumbest of all the countries. And that's, you know, here they're trying to push GMOs over in Germany right now, and they're getting a backlash, you won't believe. They're trying to say, well, if we say it's okay that you put those blinkers on your car, we will compromise and say, okay, we're going to send you GMO products, which will kill you because of the glyphosates and everything else. And this is the ignorance of this whoever really is behind the scenes.
It's so outrageous. I actually just looked this up while we were chatting about which corporations got the largest tax refunds, right? CVS, General Electric, Interpublic Group, JetBlue. This was 2014 because 15 hasn't happened. Owens Group, PG&E, Pepco Holdings, Priceline.com, Prudential, Qualcomm, Ryder, Time Warner, Weyerhaeuser, and Xerox. 15 companies paid no federal income tax on $23 billion of profit in 2014. They paid no federal income tax on $107 billion of profits in the last 5 years. CBS received $1.8 billion in profit and received a federal income tax rebate of $235 million. We gave them a refund. Same thing with Mattel, $46 million in 2014. So something is wrong with this picture when we have these mega corporations getting tax refunds and we have people starving in the street. It's outrageous.
Yeah, 1/3 of our nation's on a assistance program.
I don't know what life looks like in your town, but here in Eugene, we have many, many, many homeless people. You cannot go five corners without seeing a person begging on the street. There are at least, I mean, literally downtown at the post office where I go, there's like five or six people who hang out there. You regularly see them. I mean, they just hang out there and beg for money. And some of them will play an instrument, and they live on the streets. They're homeless. They'll play an instrument and beg for money. Those people I will pay because they're earning their money. They're singing and working. It's a sad state of affairs when in our country we have homeless people. And there are no we have an armory here in town that is empty that will house 150 people and has three bathrooms. Two kitchens, and the citizens that live in that area do not want it used for homelessness because they don't want, quote, those people in their area.
Well, you know, they have a new drug out. It's called Flacca. You heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Very dangerous.
Flacca?
You'll remember. It's called Flacca. It's F-L-A-K-K-A.
Sounds like Flacca means thin in Spanish, you know.
Oh.
What does it do?
It basically destroys your mind, and it's a synthetic drug.
What are they using it for?
To get high, and they
become
insane.
Oh, it's a street drug. It's a street drug.
And you see these people getting all crazy these days.
Uh huh.
Walking on cars, walking out in the nude, doing all kinds of nut things. Okay.
It's from that.
And they are uncontainable because they are so powerful. It was like a drug that came out with in earlier days. I can't remember the name of it.
But, well, isn't this what they're doing, Richard? They're using these recreational drugs to do, you know, take our minds off from citizens being actively engaged citizens.
Yeah, and it's been produced by, you know, the normal people that produce this crap.
Wow.
But before we go, I want to dedicate this program, this little dissertation I gave you to a woman named Candace and her.
Sweet. Hi, Candace.
She's helped me.
Great.
She helped me get off. You know, I had a bad injury. I broke my back in four places, and she got me off of oxycodone, which is a horrible
Congratulations.
Drug.
Congratulations. We have about 40 seconds left, so.
So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Candace, for helping somebody recover, because that is awesome news. There is life after addiction, which is really great, because we can return.
It feels so much better.
Yeah, and we can return to normal, and guess what? We can get actively engaged. It's not that hard to start speaking out, folks. It really is important in each of our own communities for all of us to find a way, because really, as we've discussed here, the war is on, and the war is on us. So it's important for us to put our courage feet on, Do it afraid. Take action. Organize in your own neighborhoods. We definitely have got to figure out ways that we can maintain humanity and fight back. So put your courage feet on. Thank you, Richard, for joining us. And we will talk to you
Appreciate it.
guys Friday. And put your courage feet on. Thanks a lot, Richard, again, for joining us. I really appreciate it.